In northern New Jersey, a group of Jewish residents eager to help Muslim refugees in the area have started informal dinner parties. They're part fundraiser, part bridge builder. From the suburban enclave of Maplewood, WNYC's Matt Katz has the story.
The fireplace is on. A couple of Westies are running around excitedly. And two tables are set in the dining room. The menu?
Chicken, string beans with tomatoes, falafel. We all know falafel, right?
Yeah, okay.
Also on the menu, frank talk about war.
Every day is coming terrible. I can't live there.
There are also awkward and sometimes amusing language barriers.
He told me that to call them guys a word that is hip, H-I-P. What does that mean?
It's like cool.
Really?
Yeah, you don't know hip? Because nobody ever called you hip, I guess.
Maybe.
We called him hip.
This is Syria's Supper Club. On this night, a group of Muslim refugees from Syria and Iraq join a group of mostly Jewish Americans for dinner. The host on this occasion is Kate McCaffrey, a member of B'nai Keshet Synagogue in Montclair, which has taken the lead in helping refugees acclimate to life in New Jersey.
This refugee project really came out of a sense of outrage over the refugee crisis last summer. I was reading the news and feeling like it was so upsetting, seeing all these people at sea, people drowning at sea, and feeling like our country was doing nothing. So I reached out to the rabbi. I said, what are we doing?
And from that sprung an idea. Syrian women cook dinners at people's homes and then sit down to break bread with their new American neighbors. The refugees who struggle to find work also make some much-needed money in the process. That's because the Americans pay $50 apiece to the Syrian cooks so they can purchase the night's food. The rest of the money, the Syrians keep.
In addition to that, we are providing some affirmation of their talents, of their capabilities, of their humanity in a political climate where they've been demonized.
But it's also an opportunity for the American guests
to get outside of their bubble, to meet people different from them, and to also to see that they're not that different.
Since they started early last year, the dinners have become hugely popular, and not just among Jews. The meals are elaborate. It took Khalud al-Nabelsi 3 days to prepare a delicious banquet-style feast. The presentation, with ornately cut vegetables and spices sprinkled in a pattern on top of hummus, makes the dinner guests literally gasp.
Mouth-watering, actually.
When it's time to eat, they all gather around the table and introduce themselves, with help from a volunteer translator, Mazu Sewal.
My name is Khalud from Syria.
I am happy. I'm so glad to cook for you. It's my pleasure to cook for you.
Also joining the gathering are refugees from Iraq.
I'm Noor from Iraq. I'm so happy because Keith invites me here. And I'm so happy.
At one point, the American dinner guests explain how they themselves are the children and grandchildren of refugees. Here's Sheila Fisher.
The symbol of America, the Statue of Liberty, the poem engraved on the bottom says, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. And let's all of us hope that America keeps the golden door open.
Over dinner, there are a range of questions. Why is Khalud keeping her jacket on while she eats? The answer isn't totally clear, but it leads to a conversation about how some refugees lack heat in their new apartments. Later, a simple question about how to say cheers in Arabic prompts an explanation about Muslim restrictions on alcohol.
How do you toast in Syria?
We don't have toast in our kitchen.
And of course, like at any dinner, there's also talk about work. Haider Al-Kazi fled Iraq with his mother and sister, Noor, after earning a degree in electrical engineering. Here in New Jersey, he just started working the drive-thru at a Dunkin' Donuts. And he had some funny stories about Americans and their coffee orders. Like, is it whipped cream or with cream?
No, whipped cream on top. Okay, whipped cream on top. He said, with milk. No, whipped cream on top. Not with milk. Not whipped. I'm confused.
Haider has a big, constant smile. He says he's at the dinner because he craves interaction. Social isolation is a challenge in the refugee community.
I want to make more friends because I don't have friends. I need to know this culture. I want to talk with them like now I talk with you.
There isn't any mention of President-elect Donald Trump, who said during the campaign he would bar Muslims from entering the country, including refugees. There isn't any talk of Governor Chris Christie, who once described 5-year-old Syrian orphans as a security threat. But Melissa Paul Lenner, who is Jewish, does have politics on her mind.
Jews and Muslims have so much in common, and that there are so many more things that connect us than separate us. And a lot of that gets lost in the national dialogue. But when you are sitting across the table from somebody, it's easy to remember that.
After dinner, the women are cleaning dishes, kibitzing. They use Google Translate on their phones to understand each other. And before she leaves, Khalud, through an interpreter, strains to show her deep appreciation to Kate for helping to organize the Syrian supper club.
She's a person who does not differentiate between different sects, different religions, a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim. She loves to help humans as humans, regardless of the religion.
Dinners for the Syria Supper Club are booked through March. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.